It's Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes after 3 o'clock, opening hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. A short week as well for Matt Douglas and myself. We are with you today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, but we are off for Thanksgiving on Thursday, and we are off again on Friday. So it's a 3.5 hour tour today. We're on from 3 to 6 tomorrow. And you get a bonus half hour of Bull and Matt on Wednesday from 3 to 6:30 as well. Not a bad weekend at the box office, although not as good as expected for the Justice League. And here to talk to us about all that and then some is our good buddy Al Harris. Al, how are you, my man?
I'm great. How are you doing, Bull?
So far, so good, my friend. I mean, it is, well, there's a small dusting of snow on the ground out there. We're in the 30s. You're enjoying 85 degrees right now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's actually, you know, a little overcast, so it's not perfect, but it's, you know, don't want to rub it in, but it's pretty nice, you know, going on hikes, actually enjoying the weather.
Sure.
Don't miss the cold, I'll tell you that, my friend.
Understood. Totally understood. I mean, look, when it's 85 degrees out in November, that's an awfully tough thing to get away from. So I could certainly understand why you wouldn't want to come back to the cold and the snow. Although, you know what, though? It gives you some character, doesn't it?
Yeah, but and you know what? It'd be easier to come back if the Browns were doing good, but
well,
they don't look to be doing all right this year, huh?
Let's just say this. I'm glad we're not a Browns affiliate because we can sidestep that topic whatever we would like. But one topic we don't want to sidestep would be the Justice League. You know, I'll tell you what. Justice League, I saw it. I personally enjoyed it. I know that it got mixed reviews. Just wanted to get your take on that. I know you're not the biggest Zack Snyder guy. I know you're not the biggest DC guy also, but I thought this movie was pretty well done. Matt and I talked about it in our opening segment. You know, the fact that it was only about 2 hours, I think, certainly saved it, and it certainly kept me coming back and wanting more.
Well, this is what I think about it. So I did see it, and I think it actually has helped the DC universe. I don't think they meant to do this, but because Batman vs. Superman and Suicide Squad were so bad, there was lowered expectations on my end and a lot of people I had talked to then about this movie. And while the critic reviews, like you said, are middling, most people I talked to kind of enjoyed it, and partially because they had zero expectations going in. And so did I. And I did enjoy it. I don't think it was a good movie, per se. I think it's still, some of the CG still looks pretty bad. Ben Affleck looked like he was, like, on heavy painkillers throughout the movie and showed zero emotion. And it was actually funny. I read an article today that some of the reshoots they did was to try and amp up the sexual chemistry between Wonder Woman and Batman. And it's zero. There's zero chemistry between them. Affleck is at his least charming in this movie. It's just not good. Like, he's not good in it. But besides that, The Flash was a lot of fun. A lot of the other characters, Aquaman, it still had the same issues that I thought the other two had, but it was a lot more fun, and you're right, the shorter time really helped. It did feel a little rushed at times, especially in the beginning, but it was enjoyable, and I'm kind of shocked to say that.
So what's your take on it, Al? Would you recommend someone go see it in theaters, wait till it comes out and rent it, or what do you take?
It depends. Like, you know, I have the movie pass, so it was easy. Like, I would not recommend spending, like, $16 to see it. But if you can go see a matinee, like, it's fun in the theater. It's a fun movie. It's a good movie. And it was pretty, like, PG-13-ish, so it's a good movie to, like, especially over the holiday weekend, take your kids. But, yeah, it was fine. And, like, we talked about earlier, like, the box office, it didn't do great. It didn't break the $100 million mark, mm-hmm. Which they were hoping. It got close. But, it definitely did worse than I thought, and I think it might ramp up over the holiday weekend, and we'll just see.
See, that was my next question to you also, because I think because the expectations were so incredibly low, I don't think that the $90 million in change that it got domestically was awful, because I think this was one of those movies where people are in a wait-and-see pattern with this, because the bar was set so incredibly low, people were willing to sit back and say, you know what, I want to let my friends go see it first to give me an idea as to how good or bad it was. Then maybe I'll go back there and I'll see it. I have a feeling that the second weekend could be okay with this movie, no?
And I do agree with that. But I think even with the how bad Suicide Squad and Batman vs. Superman did, they still did. Well, at least Batman vs. Superman did pretty well in the box office. And Wonder Woman, which came after all those, actually did worse on Thursday night than Justice League did, but ended up doing much better over the full weekend. So I think because Wonder Woman was the last DC movie out and did so well that they thought there were still these expectations for Justice League to at least break $100 million on the low end. But again, that's just domestic. It still did pretty well overseas, and I agree with you. I think especially coming right before the holiday weekend, I think is huge for it. And there's not a lot of, like, big movies coming out this weekend, so I think it'll do pretty well this weekend.
Did you see some of the issues that the critics had a big problem with the CGI? I mean, the main villain I thought was okay, and I think a lot of times that can make or break an action movie, the quality of the villain. And I really kind of felt like the CGI with the villain was okay, not great, and the villain didn't really blow me away in this thing.
I'm with you 100%. And I think my biggest issue with, like, a lot of these films, I told a friend this, besides Ben Affleck's performance, which I can't stress enough on how bad it was the villain. Not just the CGI, but I'm kind of over, like, Avengers had this issue too, and the first two Thors did, are these, like, supernatural bad guys that don't really have, like, a backstory, that are just, like, forged from something to end the world. They're not fun, you know?
Sure.
And Thor, that just came out. Cate Blanchett was great, chewing scenery, having a good time. And we didn't have that here. And I think that was my biggest issue with this one. And that was the one thing, like, I don't want to do any spoilers, but the post-credit sequence showed, like, it might be, if they do a Justice League 2, it'll actually focus a little more on the villains and have some fun with it, which I think was, to me, the second biggest issue of this film.
Yes. I mean, we're 100% on the same page there. Again, we're talking with our Hollywood guru, Al Harris, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Another film that, to a degree, kind of fell under the radar a bit was the movie Wonder. You know, a lot of folks, though, that went and saw it, they thought it was fantastic, and it's a film that some folks really think can get to $100 million if the word gets out, because of the reviews that it received. What kinds of things have you heard? Have you seen this yet?
I have not, but it's not really my type of movie, but it's doing great. A lot better than people had anticipated. It's got a decent critic score, but the big thing is the people that have seen it, like, they do the cinema score where they talk to people who've seen the movie and then they grade them just like regular moviegoers. That's an A+, which is very infrequent to happen, very rare. And so it's a feel-good movie, and it's one of those things that this is not a high-budget movie, but it's getting people, like, families to go see it. There hasn't been a lot of that this year, too, like family-oriented feel-good movies. You know, this is kind of like a throwback to Eric Stoltz's The Mask, but with a younger character. And it's got a great director in Stephen Chbosky, who did Perks of Being a Wallflower, which I think is a very underrated movie. And so the guy has the directing chops. And so when I first saw the trailer, I was like, oh, this just seems like a throwaway. But then I saw that he was involved, and I'm like, it's going to be like a decently made film. I'm surprised it's done as well as it did. But it's not just that. Like, that's done really well. And if you look down on the way, I know they're like 9th and 10th this week, but both Lady Bird and Three Billboards of Ebbing, Missouri did fantastic this weekend, even though if you look at it, it's only like, oh, they only made like $2 million. But if you look, they made $2 million. I think three billboards made it on, I want to say, 50 theaters, while Justice League was at 4,000, and I think Lady Bird was at a couple hundred. So both these movies did very well in limited release, like exceptionally well, and they're both getting wide releases in the next 2 weeks, and I'd love to see that get bigger for them, because both of those movies I did see, both Lady Bird and Three Billboards, and both of those are great movies. And, Bull, I think you would love Three Billboards. It's got that kind of sardonic humor that you love, that kind of wittiness, kind of real Coen Brothers-esque humor. It's the same director as In Bruges, and it's fantastic. I think you especially would enjoy that.
Okay. Well, I will definitely have to check that out. I've got a bunch of movies I want to see at the theater during the holiday season, so I'm definitely going to put that one on the list. I want to turn our attention now to television. Well, the new Marvel's Runaways series seems like it's getting good reviews, but it's getting more good reviews from the younger crowd. Any thoughts of this show? Have you seen this yet?
I have not. I think it gets released this week. I think either tomorrow or Tuesday, I want to say. But it's... another, it's a Hulu's first superhero movie, if you don't count The Tick. And it's definitely skewed to a younger audience because it is about these, I think, children of supervillains who they find out their parents are supervillains and they run away and start their own, like, superhero group to battle their parents. So it's an interesting premise, and the comic book was really well received. It definitely skews the younger audience, but it sounds very good, and it's getting decent reviews, and I'll definitely check that out once it gets on the air. And it's a nice change of pace to what I think is the same, like, Netflix Marvel. With I've heard mixed things about Punisher, but then, like, Defenders, Iron Fist, all those were pretty not great quality and kind of lessened it and very dark and not as fun. So I'm hoping Runaways is a little more fun and changes the way Netflix was doing things.
Understood. Well, I think that could be one of the picks to click for the week. But well, I know you've got a few for us, and this could be a difficult week, especially with TV, because this is a week a lot of times where you see reruns and things of that nature with the holiday on Thursday. But what are the picks to click for Mr. Harris this week?
Well, that's the thing. Is like most of the networks, you know, it's holiday season, so they'll do reruns and that stuff. And Netflix, I think, has seen that and has decided they're going to push it in. Release shows that they think people will binge during Thanksgiving. There's two coming out from them. One is She's Gotta Have It, which is Spike Lee's first television show based on his first film, She's Gotta Have It. And that alone is making me interested in. I've always been a big Spike Lee fan. And even if his stuff, even his bad stuff, is at least interesting. And this one's getting pretty good reviews. So I think that either comes out Wednesday or Thursday. So I'm excited for that. And then the one I'm the most excited for this week comes out Tuesday. It's a Western starring Jeff Daniels, Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery from, I think it was Downton Abbey. And it's called Godless, and it's about this guy who runs away from this guy trying to kill him and ends up in a town populated by women, like an old West in the 1880s town. And it looks great. It's got a great creative mind behind it, and Scott Frank, who wrote Dead Shorty, Out of Sight. So it looks like a lot of fun. It's getting really good reviews, and I'm very excited for that. And that comes out on Tuesday on Netflix.
Well, great stuff, my man. I love Westerns, so I'm definitely going to check that one out as well. Al, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll do this again next week.
All right, sounds great. Have a good Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you, my friend. That is our Hollywood guru, Al Harris, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Well, I know you got some traveling to do, my friend, this weekend, but
yeah.
Any of those movies?
Godless, yeah.
See, Godless sounds good to me.
I was thinking to myself, I wonder why everyone stays away from Westerns, especially like on the Netflix and things of that nature. It seems like that's something you could really run with, especially if you do a series on it. And this has kind of a cool theme. I won't say sci-fi, but almost kind of that touch where he shows up in a town that's completely run by women. There's no men in it, and obviously there's some firefights that ensue. So, yeah, I like a good Western. A Magnificent Seven, I thought they redid that very well. I thought the remake of 310 to Yuma with Russell Crowe and Batman, Christian Bale, was really good. If you haven't seen that one, I recommend that one. But I like Westerns. I'm glad they're getting some more out there.
Yeah, me as well. I actually finished up Longmire a little while back.
Yeah,
I think they're
that.
Doing one more season, but it was really, really good stuff. You get hooked pretty easily. All right, time for a break here. We've got the news coming up in just a few, plus your money now. And at 4:10, we talk Cavs with Rick Nolan of the Chronicle Telegram and the Medina Gazette. This is Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Subs, salads, wings, pizza. Call Kaiseria Pizzeria, 365-0032. Kaiseria Pizzeria, open daily at 11 for lunch and dinner. Hussein has been making pizzas in Elyria over 25 years. Kaiseria Pizzeria on Cleveland Street next to Dale's Market.
Enjoy comfort food with a Southern influence. Visit Green Square Restaurant at Dragon Ranch. Shrimp and grits, ribeye steak, fried chicken, and beignets. You'll love Green Square Restaurant's scratch